Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes, and Maysoon Waswas, who is back and is on this show in the interview that we're just about to get to after I tell you a couple of little hot things that are coming up, okay? Okay, great. Poppers the Pony has a show up at Wicked Grounds. Now, if you have not been to Wicked Grounds in SoMa in San Francisco, you are missing out. It is a BDSM-themed, fantastic, like, coffee shop meeting place. And they have milkshakes and really good tea and coffee. And you can also buy a flogger there, or a cat of nine tails, or a dildo, or whatever you want. And they are located at 289 8th Street, okay? That's right there in SoMa. And this show by Poppers the Pony, who we have to get on the podcast because Poppers is a hoot, this show is up through March 31st. And the reception for it is February 16th from 6 to 8. Great time to go there. And there's going to be a coloring party, a closing party, on March 30th, for also from 6 to 8.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you
listening to? I'm recording.
Sorry.
Okay, you also got Rebecca Bollinger over here at Gallery 16. The show is called The Burrow, and that is going to be up February 1st through March 29th. And I believe the reception is tonight, Friday, February 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. Get over there. It's going to be fantastic. Also, at the Berkeley Art Museum, there's a new show, Hans Hoffman, The Nature of Abstraction, and that is going to be on view from February 27th to July 21st. You got plenty of time on that one. A lot of abstraction if you're into that. Also, My Gaze, Your Gaze, the film, the queer film series, has a screening coming up. And the film selector is Scout Festa, and the film is going to be Out of the Blue. Is it directed by Dennis Hopper? From 1980, okay? And that is at Alley Cat Books, which is 3036 24th Street. And also, this is a free event, by the way, so go to it. Take a date with you, maybe. And that is going to be this Sunday, February 3rd. Okay, here's the interview.
How do you guys feel about volcanoes?
Okay, we're
going off the rails.
Maysoon's back, and we're out here in beautiful Oakland, California, talking to artist and educator Kathy Liu.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on our weird show. Okay, first and foremost, we really want to get your take on volcanoes.
Yes.
Actually, I feel volcanoes are relevant, actually, to your work.
Yeah.
Because of your peach project.
Oh, yeah.
Where the vapor comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
that's right. They
vapor
did kind of look like little volcanoes.
They do.
Yeah, I had like little humidifiers in them.
Uh-huh. Do you want to talk a little bit about that project?
Yeah. So I got really into like researching like different like Chinese symbols. Like there's all these like Chinese symbols that appear in a lot of like traditional artwork, or even if you just go like buy groceries at the Chinese store, it might be in like on the noodle packaging or whatever. And so like peaches is definitely one of those things. And, you know, the more I looked into it, the more I realized it was like sort of this symbol of like longevity and prosperity. And there's this like whole myth about this immortal peach garden where there are these peaches that would grow in this garden and the mortals would eat it and live forever. And then there's like various stories about like the Monkey King trying to like break into the peach garden and like steal the peaches so he could eat it. So there's this like,
did he get him?
I think he did once.
Is he immortal now?
I think, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's like these cool stories, but then you think of like American culture and like Georgia peach, like sweet as a peach, and sort of
the
these
butt
like
emoji.
Yeah, totally. It's a butt emoji. Like there's all these like sexual connotations as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I just sort of like got into it on that level, like just sort of this thinking about like the Irving Street, especially. Like I was thinking more about this like idea of a garden. And also like escape too. I think because like of all the shit that's happening right now, like just all the, like I just feel more like, oh, I just don't want to deal like, or like people are like, oh, I wish it could be like the way it was before. Like there's this time where like everything was really good. And I feel like
before history even.
I know.
Like, yeah. Like just like this before that like doesn't exist, you know, like, oh, it was good before. And so I think, like, you
back
know, like
in the Garden of Eden.
Exactly. Yeah.
Back so in the
of,
day.
Yeah. The Garden of Eden is like so great. Like everyone was happy. I mean, everyone, two people, whatever. They're like eating fruits from the tree. It was awesome. But it's like when you think about it, it's more about how like they just lived in ignorance and like just did what they were told. And like Eve was like, I'm going to eat this fucking apple. And, you know, she like ate the apple and then like it ruined everything. So it's like sort of. I don't know. This is kind of like a like kind of roundabout, I guess. But it was like prioritizing like naivete, like kind of being like be ignorant, like just mm-hmm. don't. I don't know. That's just weird to me. So then thinking about like the mortal peach garden, it's like, oh, it's for the mortals. It's not for people. It's not mm-hmm. for you, like lowly people. So I don't know. I guess I just thought like it would be cool to like make a peach garden for like people to like go in there and just sort of like chill out, like put their faces in the humidifiers and like cleanse their pores. I don't know.
Yes. And the peaches are like very stylized.
Oh, yeah.
Like, testicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like strange.
Like giant they're testicles. Very, yeah. They're very like.
I was thinking that they do have like a very sort of sensual.
Yeah.
Kind yeah. Of or sexual like overgrown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like think of them as like.
Textural. Yeah.
Like just like transformed. Like they've like fermented or like. I don't know. They're like existing in a different space now or something. Yeah. And I love just like making things look like I looked at a lot of like skin diseases to like.
Yes.
Make,
okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up, but I didn't want to.
But not
you know,
like real skin diseases
because
that's like too gross. I looked at like watercolor, like old Victorian watercolor medical illustrations of skin diseases.
Yeah.
That are like so beautiful, but it's like they're so gross. Mm-hmm.
Skin disease illustrations can be very beautiful.
Yeah.
So is that a continuing project?
Well, so right now, actually, I have a show coming up at Johansson Projects on Friday. See you at 5.
Okay, hell yeah.
We're
tonight at 5.
Noon.
Yeah.
This is really working out.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
So wait, are they going to have the vapor coming out?
No, these aren't going to have the vapor. These are just, I basically did like kind of more wall pieces. So they're like kind of coming out from the wall. I have like a chain, two chains of like peach pits that I made. All ceramic. I also like another like thing I've been into is like this genre called 100 Boys Playing. It's like this traditional like Chinese art genre where they like show all these like little boys playing and like the boys are like, you know, they're playing with like a knife and they're like, it's great. They're going to grow up and be a great warrior. Or like if they're depicted like, you know, holding a pencil, it's like the idea is that foreshadows them growing up to be this like future scholar. So it's like kind of this whole idea about these boys being like growing up to be like future amazing actualized like adults.
Mm-hmm.
And like they don't do that for girls, you know. So like so I sort of have been like incorporating these like little girls and like so there's like it's a combination of like the peaches and the girls mm-hmm. together.
So I saw your show at SOMARTS.
Oh yeah.
Or you were in a show at SOMARTS.
That was
and
amazing.
I was completely like mind blown, but I remember seeing like the vases, sort of like the traditional kind of Chinese vases with like the girls on it, and if you're standing like 3 feet away, you don't necessarily notice them right away. So but it was really for me it was like really like a pleasure to get close and to see these like cute sort of they seem like little young girls with like
they like wearing little diapers
or whatever underwear or diapers or whatever and they look like they're frolicking and playing but they're also kind of like it's sort of a weird like they're crawling on the vase in this I don't know it's interesting but I didn't know that the story of the 100 boys
that's kind of how that all started.
Like really great to like put it all together in that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things, like, because it's so, like, I mean, it's not like I didn't know growing up. Like, my parents weren't like, oh, this is this and that is that, you know, but it was just more like I kept noticing it. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what this is about, you know? So it's like one of those things, like, some people really pick it up right away. Like, mm-hmm. I've noticed that, like, certain, like, other people who are more familiar with Chinese art, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I get this.
Yeah.
And the other people are just like, I have no idea what's happening. Like, I literally have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do you navigate that?
I don't know. It's kind
of is it just like, well, you missed out. Sorry.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just, you know, if they're like, I just have no idea what's happening. They'll just sort of like explain, I guess, if they want to know, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I mean, it's one of those things I think like artists deal with. It's like you're trying to do this thing and mm-hmm. like, do people get it? Right. Mm-hmm. Or like they're getting other things that you're not intending or whatever.
Or that it's like a special treat for the people that are clued in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I've definitely like had people like, especially with the fruits, actually, like I've definitely had people come up to me and be like, oh, my God, thank you. Like jackfruit. Like, why does anyone, you know, like this is my first time seeing jackfruit in like art. I love it. You know, it's like people have all these like very like specific relationships to that. Yeah. Yeah.
What is your hand skincare regimen?
Oh, wow.
Because hand skincare.
Ceramic hand tips and treatments.
I guess like if you can see my hands are not good. Like they're always bleeding. Like this one's bleeding. Like I'm not.
Holy shit.
I was talking to a friend today who was like, oh, if I see blood, I just like faint. I'm like not one of those people. Like there's constantly just like sometimes I'll put my hand down, I'll pick it up and there'll be like a little blood spot. I'll be like, oh.
Holy shit.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, oh, I guess I'm bleeding.
No, I don't care. Like I really don't care like about my like visual.
You're not interested in the.
Yeah. But it, like, yeah. But if you do a lot of ceramics, you do get to a point where like it's so painful. So at that point, I'll like do the lotion. I'll like lotion in the morning, lotion in the night. That's only happened to me once when I was doing clay like for a while and like living in like Colorado where it was like drier, it was like winter. But I know like I know one guy who he does gloves.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, he does gloves. He's a potter and he like.
Like latex?
Like latex? Or?
No, he at night he has like some lotion gloves.
Oh,
like
the sleeping gloves. Yeah, that's where you lotion he does, and yeah. You put the cotton gloves on.
Yes, that's what he does.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I think Doris Day would do that with her entire body.
What?
She'd like wear a bodysuit? Cotton jumpsuit?
Okay, well, I love that. That's like the clear opposite end of what I usually hear. You're just like, what do? I don't give a fuck.
You're
is
like,
what I do.
I bleed on shit. It's cool.
Actually, I tell my students, I tell like my students, I'm just like, you'll never be hand models. Like, you will never be a hand model.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Your hands are ruined.
I love that.
You're ruined for life. Good luck. Uh-huh. One of your, so in that SoMart's installation.
Oh, yeah.
There were a few hands.
Oh, yeah.
With crazy ass nails.
Yeah. Well, I guess like there was this wild, I forget like many years ago, there was this like article that came out about like these like East Asian, I think they're like Vietnamese and Chinese workers like in New York where they were working at nail salons.
Yeah.
And then like someone wrote a, like New York Times wrote a report on it. And so it's
like
about
how
like
dangerous and
yeah,
the toxins are.
How dangerous the toxins are and how like low paid, like their pay was always withheld. And so I guess they like shut down some nails or like put in more regulation. And so the workers got really upset because then it like upset their whole. And so just like that whole idea of like, you know, trying to like ensure that workers get paid, but then these like, you know, Chinese immigrants are pissed because then like it's disrupting their pay. And then just the fact that like a lot of these nail salons are run by like East Asian people. I mean, I think I just into hands too, because it's like I'm always working with
tool.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I think that's sort of when I started to think more about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the long curly nails, like, I don't know. It's like long nails are supposed to be like, I guess traditionally, like it's like long nails are, you know, it means like you don't work. Like
yeah,
you're
it's like
leisure
a status
class.
Symbol.
It's a status symbol. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, let's make them long.
Really long.
Hell yeah.
Actually, the original idea for that hand was like, it's a silicone cast in my hand. And the idea, there's like a space inside, actually. It's like a little bit hollow.
Mm.
And I was going to put a vibrator inside so that like the nails would like kind of like tap. But then I didn't realize the silicone would just like absorb all the vibration. So it didn't do anything.
Weird.
Yeah.
So you could have had a vibrator in there that was just secret that only you knew about. Who knows what art we've been seeing that could have secret vibrators.
There's so many possibilities.
So many
I mean, really.
How strange.
They make vibrators really small.
Oh, yeah. So you teach at CCA. How's that been? How's it going over there?
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm like, again, I'm like low, I'm like adjunct, I, you know, so, but like in my circles, like in the ceramics department, the first year program, it's awesome. Like,
are people fired up and ready to fire up some clay?
Well, like, no, seriously, like people are really invested, like other faculty, they're like, you know, I was just talking with someone today, like after class, and we were just like talking about like, oh yeah, this works and that works. And like, oh, that project looks cool. Like, how did you do that? You know,
it's
like people
yeah.
are really like, they're not just like, running out of the door, you know, people are like actually really invested and helpful, like so helpful.
Jesus Christ.
Like it's crazy. Like
who's
so
the chair
helpful.
Of that department?
Like they want to help you. The chair of ceramics is Nathan Lynch.
Oh, okay.
But right now it's Kari, actually, Kari Marbo.
Oh.
She's Nathan's on sabbatical. I've only been, this is like my, I guess, second year adjunct teaching at the college level. And it's like, It just always feels so like, will I have a job next semester?
Yeah.
Like, I have a job now, but what about, I don't know. You know, and that's crazy. That's like, a semester is like 4 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, to be...
to not know what's coming up in the next 4 months.
Yeah. So I'm like still adjusting to that, I think.
You also were an artist in residence at Recology over there.
And just you're, like you.
But you have your show was really interesting.
Oh, okay.
That like you made, okay, will you talk about it a little bit?
You know, I do ceramics. Like, I'm super into ceramics. I'm like really into like thinking about how we like interact with like Chinese objects, you know? At Recology, I was like, I want to think about how we like use, like how to use the waste, like thinking about ceramic material as this material that's like really highly valued versus like shit you throw away. Thinking about like even China, how it's like, you know, you think about China, it's like, oh yeah, there's like these beautiful ancient vases, but then you're like, oh, they also make this like plastic garbage.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like the same place, but like totally different, you know, relationships to the objects that are Chinese, right? So, yeah, so, like, at Recology, I was really interested in trying to, like, just sort of, like, flatten everything. Like, just flatten, like, all, like, our, like, idea of value, like, materially. Like, you know, like, glass and ceramic, like, super valuable. And then it's, like, plastic. It's, like, trash, you know.
Yeah.
So just trying to, like, flatten all of that into, like, one level. I don't know if that makes sense.
And you did, like, woven?
Yeah, it wasn't woven. It was just, like... Actually, it was like coil building. So I was like, when I was there, I was trying to also think like, okay, you know, like when you work with clay, you're like, what material am I going to use? You're like, clay. Like, it's really easy. Right? Like, it's kind of funny. It's like, I'm going to make whatever, this that. Or that or this. And you're like, I'm going to use clay. So it's like really simple in a sense, you know? So yeah, so it was like really interesting to be at Recology. We're like, you couldn't do that. Like, you can't. And actually at my interview, like at my first interview for Recology, they're like, you know, you're not going to just find a bag of clay. Like, that'd be so unlikely. I'm like, I know.
You were working with like cables and stuff.
Yeah. So actually I started to work with the cables because I was thinking about coil building.
Right.
Like, because it's just like coils are just like these long ropes and then you just sort of like stack them on top of each other to create forms. So I was like, okay, there's like, you know, these cables.
Yeah.
I think Carrie Hott was the one before me too. Mm-hmm. And so she had like she left behind like all these cables. They're like already in my studio. But yeah, I was thinking like, okay, so like I have this like ceramics background. Like, how can I translate this to like other materials, you know? So I was like, oh yeah, like coil building. Like, I'll just use the cables. And they just like, I even found like a bunch of, I mean, Recology did buy some zip ties for me. But like in the beginning, I also found like bags of zip ties. So it was like, I just used the cables and zip tied it all together.
Mm-hmm. They were lovely objects.
Thank you.
Like, in like such an unlikely material.
Yeah.
Like, I never would have thought of that as like a precious, like my first experience with ceramics in college.
Yeah.
Like the big thing about it was that it lasts forever.
Oh yeah,
like,
that is a thing. Yeah. Like I say the same thing too.
Do you say that to your students?
This is like exactly what I say. I'll tell you.
Tell us.
This is like exactly, and I say this to like little kids too. I say this to like everyone who takes a ceramics class with me. I'm like, yeah, like imagine like you grow up and like you have kids and those kids have kids and like those kids have kids and those kids
Holy
have
shit.
Kids. And like, and it's like several generations and then like something happens. And then now I'm like, oh, with climate change, I could be like whatever in 10 years. Like, who knows, you know? But I'm like, usually before I'm like, those kids have kids, like generations or whatever. Now I'm like, maybe next year. But anyway, I'm like, okay, imagine like all those kids, all your kids are grown up, whatever, grandkids, blah, blah, blah. And then something happens on the earth, it's destroyed, like, you know, like, and I'll point to things in the room, I'll be like, yeah, like the wood, that's gonna decay, that's over. I'm like, concrete, over. And I'll be like, metal, so strong, right, over. I'll be like, all the buildings, like, gone, everything will decay. I was like, everything is over. And then imagine like everyone on earth is dead, like everyone is dead. I'm like, everyone is dead. And then like aliens take over the planet, and this is what the aliens are gonna do. They're gonna like dig through the rubble. They're gonna find like some weird ceramic thing you made in this class, and they're gonna be like, what was this culture about?
I just love the idea. I love the idea of like an alien finding one of your peaches and like being like, this is symbolic of the whole society.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
That's fucking awesome.
This is what their faces look like. I think it's, I mean, I think it's cool for it to like, I don't know, I'm like into it, like that idea of like whatever something lasting forever. I don't know.
That's some real shit.
Yeah.
Well, it was just funny to me, too, though, that you're making these kind of like vase forms out of plastic that also were always like, that's not biodegradable.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll be plastic.
Will plastic be around forever? Is that
no, because it no, does degrade. But just like, well, I think for...
But not as long. I mean, ceramics is like permanent.
Yeah.
It's not...
It's not as it's not that kind of permanence.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But maybe 10,000 years if we're gone by
just
then.
Just 10,000.
Oh, man.
It's only 10,000 years. It was, like, really interesting because I felt like while I was there, even though I was, like, working with different materials, like, I was always thinking about clay a little, you know, like, just everything I made, it was very, like, much related to clay.
Totally.
Yeah. It was kind of, like, weird. I don't know.
Why do you like clay so fucking much?
Have you always been a ceramicist, though? Like, what was your art trajectory?
Actually, I guess what I'll say is, like, I remember one time my sister brought home, like, a chunk of clay. Like, I think she was, like, in high school, she, like, took a clay class. And she, like, brought home some clay. And I made, like, she taught me how to make a little coil pot.
Cute.
And then, like, it was super cute. Actually, it was so nice. And then she took it back to school. And I, like, told her what colors. I was like, I want this to be purple. Like, I want this star to be yellow. And then she glazed it and brought it back. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then, like... Like, in high school, I took art classes, and I was, like, more into painting, actually. And then I got into college, and I was taking a painting class, and it was expensive, because, like, you had to buy all your paints.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just buying, like, acrylic paint, but even so, that, like, added up. And I remember there was a guy in our class who would, you could give him an order. Like, you would tell him, like, what you needed, like, in what aisle it was, and he would steal it. And then he would sell it to you at half price.
So, wait,
like,
really?
Yeah, like, I remember it was, like it was, like, wow. Pearl. It was, like, Pearl or something. And he would go, like, I would go to Pearls, basically, and, like, walk in the aisles, and I would see the products I wanted. I would, like, note the aisle and, like, where it was.
Oh, my God.
And then he would just, but then I got too stressed out, because I was, like, oh, my God, he's going to get caught, and then, like, I'm going to be responsible, you know, like, for him going to jail. I, like, cannot do that. So then, but then I also had a friend who was doing ceramics, actually, and all the clay is provided by the department. Like, all the glazes are provided by the department. So, like, you basically don't, like, pay more than you already do. So,
yeah.
And, like, it was also really underutilized, like, that department. Because, like, it was like a conceptual school, you know, so it was, like, no one.
Where was it?
It was the museum school, or School of the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, which is now, like, part of Tufts.
Oh,
yeah. Tufts, like.
Sucked it in.
Yeah, scooped it up. Totally. Anyway, so not a lot of people did ceramics. I basically just squatted in the department. I, like, had a little table. Like, I had a studio as, like, a freshman. Yeah, so I was like, this is free? I was like, cool.
I love that.
I will be here.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I know what I'm doing with the rest of my life.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. There's something, like, I think it's, like, very therapeutic, actually. Like, ceramics is very therapeutic. It, like, uses your whole body in a way. So I think, like, in that sense, like, it really makes you just focus on it. Whereas I feel like sometimes when I'm doing other stuff, it's not. I don't know. Clay is weird, too. It, like, kind of, like, talks to you.
Go on.
I know, guys. Tell us more.
No, I mean, like, it's, I don't know. It's, like, weird because, like, the clay, like. I mean, I feel like probably people who, like, work with other materials, they probably, like, feel this way, too, about their material. But, like, I feel like clay is, like, you know, it dries out, or, like, it's squishy and then it dries out. So, like, there's certain things where it's, like, you have to kind of be watching the clay to, like, see what it wants or can do. So I feel like in that sense, it's, like, talking to you.
Mm-hmm. I would really like to hear more about what you're talking to the clay about and what the clay is saying back to you.
Should we do some ever voice reenactments?
Do the objects take on personas?
I think a little bit, yeah. I don't know. I usually just think of them as cute, I guess. I'm just like, oh, you're so cute. And, like, you go together. You're friends. And I don't know.
I guess
that's more how I think about it.
Do you have ones that you love more than others?
Oh.
Ooh, harsh. hopefully they're not listening.
Listeners and Kathy, the pre-qualified pool for the San Francisco Arts Commission is now open to all artists in the Bay Area. Get in there, and then they draw from that pool for all the weird shit that they do for the next 2 years. So do it now, because they do it only every 2 years. So wait, did you grow up in Boston?
No, I grew up in Miami, born and raised in Miami, Florida.
That's amazing.
Okay,
that
really puts the fruits together for me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because fruits are such a big, like, it's like tropical.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of, like, it's mostly Cuban. Like, where I grew up, it was all Cuban. So then there's, like, You know, and I grew up in the, like, the 90s, so it's, like, different. It's not, like, here. It's, like, so crazy. Even now, I'm still, like, what? I can buy mochi, like, basically anywhere. I can buy, like, bread with green tea in it, like, at any store. Like, yeah. That's still wild to me, because it was definitely not like that growing up.
Yeah.
So, like, it was funny, because, like, you know, you go to the normal, not normal, but, like, you go to the main grocery store, and it's, like, I guess, like, I call it white people food. It's, like, white people food. It's, yep. like, the food you see on TV. Yeah. Like, I remember watching Full House and being like, what are they eating? What's happening? like, waffles? What? Oh, you know, like, in school, like, in second grade, I remember we had a potluck or something. And, like, we were all assigned to bring something. So, like, my teacher was like, you'll bring chocolate chip cookies. And I was like, yes. I will bring chocolate chip cookies.
I have no idea what those are.
No, I mean, I knew what they were, but, like, then we went to the, we never purchased them. Like, I never, like, my parents are, like, they're, like, not into that. So, yeah. We just never bought. So, I remember being in the grocery store and, like, walking down the aisle. Like, we went in the baking aisle. And, you know, they sell, like, those chocolate chips. And there's, like, a picture of a cookie on it.
Yeah.
So, I, like, bought that. I just bought a bag of chocolate chips.
You thought it was cookies. Cookies.
Yeah, because I thought it was cookies inside. But I remember, like, giving it to my teacher. She was, like, I could tell she was, like, super disappointed because chocolate chip cookies, like, everyone loves chocolate. You know, that's, like, a big, that's a responsibility.
American. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, everyone wants to eat chocolate chip cookies. So when I brought it, she was like, oh. Like, I could tell she was like, what the fuck? Like, in her mind. But, like, she was, like, not, you know, she was just like, oh, that's so great.
Oh, she, good like, move, took
it. Yeah, she was, like, kept it cool.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, like, I would go for some chocolate chips. I
she
don't
probably
give a
took
fuck.
Those home and made them that night. You have, like, a new fruit coming up?
A new fruit, papayas.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're very vaginal.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
How are you doing on your lung safety?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big deal.
Silica dust will fuck you up.
It does. Yeah. Actually, I also have a little... I also do a little thing, like, in class where we're talking about cleanup. I, like, put my little arms out. And I'm like, imagine my elbows are, like, little blades. I'm a silicate. And that silicate goes in your lungs. It just, like, does this to your lungs. Oh, just cuts shit up. I was like, that's why we clean with a wet sponge.
Florida, the South is, like, where plants really are alive.
Yeah. No, it's true. My mom actually would just, like, throw, like, compost in the yard. And it would just grow.
Yeah.
It just grow. Like, hell, you didn't have to take care of anything. Like, gardening, it's like, you don't need a garden. It just grows.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a fucking alligator?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, like, I don't know. Florida's, like, really beautiful. Like, the weather, like, the rain, like, just how it gets. I feel like, I don't know, because when I went to Boston, I was like, oh, this is so different, just, like, culturally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so different. People, it's like, I remember my roommate was, like, my college roommate. She was like, oh, let's meet at this, like, cafe at 8. I was like, cool. And I showed up at like 8:45 because I was like, that's what you would do in Miami. It's like, you just
no, she was
now I was like, that's cool. I should, you know, it's within the hour, it's good. No, seriously, that's what I thought, like, social, like, stuff like that, because that's what people do in Miami,
because the air is too thick.
Well, it's just,
you can't,
like,
move that
people
fast.
Are taking their time, you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah,
there's, like, not this, like, urgency
to meet at the cafe.
Well, yeah, well, like,
gotta get to the cafe.
Well, she was like pissed. I remember I was like, I got there and I was like, oh, hey, Tiffany. And she was like, what the fuck? She was like, I've been waiting here for 45 minutes. Like, it is winter.
Hell
and
yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh, you? No.
I was like, you're upset. I was like, oh my God, you're upset. I was like, oh, she did not like that.
Kathy, thank you so much for meeting
thank you.
With us.
So awesome.
I'm so, like, excited to be here. It's so crazy. I listen to this show all the time.
Now you're fucking on it.
No, it's crazy. I probably won't be able to listen to it for a while.
Yeah.
I can't ever listen to myself.
That happens to us too sometimes.
Oh, really?
Definitely for me for about the first 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you are a Bay Area treasure.
Yes.
And we want you to know, as always, congratulations. I am the lotus rooted deep in your heart. Turning wounds to hope and wonder. I'm the medicine for your wings.
Okay, if you've got some skincare tips that you want to share with the world or just share with me and Mae soon, you can give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Until we hear from you, we'll be on the bridge. And also the other bridge. And sometimes the island in between. This has been Congratulations, Pine Tree.